What up, what up, what up, guys? Hey, if you are looking to enhance your small business and get your name out there, Octown Universe is offering the capability for you to be promoted on the podcast. We'd love to partner with you. We offer monthly memberships. We offer three-month memberships. And we offer yearly memberships or just for a few podcasts. So if you are interested, please email lockdownuniverse@gmail.com. We'll get back to you and we'll be happy to give you some quotes. Thanks so much and enjoy the show. What up, guys? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and lore. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Got a new story for you. Really interesting, really bizarre. It occurred in 1975 in Japan when two young boys came across some fanged, tall-eared humanoids seemed like almost vampires. So again, this story occurred in 1975 with 2 7-year-old boys who had a face-to-face encounter with a pair of fanged humanoids that would haunt them for the rest of their lives. This story comes to us from anomalyalien.com, and it states that sometime before 7 p.m. on the evening of February 23rd, 1975, there were two grade school boys, Masato Kawano and Katsuhiro Yamahata, and they were out roller skating out by the Hinode housing estate in Kamimachi, Kofu, Yamanashi, Japan, when they noticed there was a pair of glittering orange UFOs in the sky above. So the boys were excited, and they stared with surprise, and these two larger objects broke off and flew towards Mount Otago, and the smaller one slowly descended to the ground, landing amongst the props of a vineyard near an estate. The boys stated that the strange aerial object emitted an odd crackling or ticking sound that was very similar to a Geiger counter. So obviously these two young boys are interested, so they go towards the object's landing point, and the two second graders approached the formerly orange spacecraft, and they saw that it was actually a domed silverish disc that stood approximately 7 feet high and was almost 15 feet in diameter. So this is like the classical shaped flying disc, and it was perched up on three ball-shaped legs, and it had the children obviously very scared, and they stated that strange creatures were embossed on the metallic surface of the hull. Now, this is the first time I've heard of this, where there were strange creatures or characters. Maybe they were referencing like a language, not necessarily like a body or a humanoid object, but they used strange characters that were embossed on the surface of the hull. This is very corroborating, you know, in regards to some of the I-beams that were found in the Roswell crash that had almost like hieroglyphics written on them. So, you know, again, corroborates a lot of other stories. The boys watched in silence as bizarre humanoid creatures started to disembark from the ship. It was at that moment the boys looked at each other and they noticed a smaller, though similar looking humanoid remained inside the control room of the ship. And the first creature was a long-armed, 4-foot-tall being that was wearing a glowing or reflective silver uniform. However, this entity's skin was dark brown and covered in wrinkles, and it also had 2 to 3 inch long metal fangs. So this is interesting because it's reminiscent of the Pascagoula case, where Calvin Parker and his friend were abducted by these wrinkly, very bizarre looking creatures. So again, this wrinkly skin thing kind of rings a bell, right? So the next thing that happened was one of these entities placed one of its hands on Yamahata's shoulder, patting him twice and uttering the sounds that sounded like a tape recorder running backwards. Very interesting. Kind of like maybe listening to an Ozzy Osbourne album. At this point, Yamahata was paralyzed and fell to the ground. His friend believed that it was caused by fear. However, it's well known that aliens can make people pass out and just, you know, fall into kind of like a comatose state. As soon as Yamahata dropped, Kawano, exhibiting tremendous courage, pulled his friend up onto his shoulders and lugged him away from these vampiric alien assailants as quickly as he could. Now, what's cool here in this article is they have drawings of both of the creatures and both of the craft in the sky and then what they saw on the ground. So in the sky, it was like an orangish disc-shaped object, and then once it landed, it was silverish and kind of almost looks like Air Force, almost, and it has a dome shape to the Air Force-like craft, but it's still a circular craft, but it looks more silvery, like an Air Force, you know, F-16 would look like. So upon returning home, the boys were hysterical. However, they were able to jot down these drawings. And again, the news spread throughout their Japanese town. The following day, the children started to discuss these tales with their teacher and with other children. And of course, you know, in Japan, it's always one to save face. However, these boys couldn't keep it in their pocket any longer. It was determined that the boys would be unable to accomplish the task of cleaning up these areas where people believe that it wasn't an actual aircraft. They believe that it was fake. So they believe these kids vandalized it. There was an investigative team that found that these traces and the ring patterns in the soil had broken concrete posts where the UFO landed. There were several holes in the ground where the boys stated the ship had landed. Another 50 to 60 centimeters in the ground was a white powdery substance resembling ash in the center. A high school professor visited the site, took soil samples. When he tested the samples, he found that they contained an unnaturally high level of radiation. Could have stood for, or could explain those high clicking sounds that they heard. So later, other professors and experts confirmed the findings and determined the radiation most likely came from a foreign object that came into contact with the soil. Again, probably the UFO craft. But what's interesting is, no matter what happens, these boys, who were boys back then, are now older, right? In 1982, they were 14. And, you know, at 82, they were 14. So you add, 40 years to that. So they're about 54 now. They've never changed their story. They actually underwent hypnosis in 2001. During the hypnosis, they again recounted what they had said earlier. Over 50 years later, they continue to insist what they saw, exactly how they reported it initially. So these creatures are very interesting because they're different from many other creatures. These guys really do look like vampires or bats in this picture. So if you get a chance, check it out. And the descriptions are written in Japanese along the side of them. But truly fascinating. You know, I haven't heard of fanged creatures at all. These creatures have high ears, very similar to bats. They kind of look like those Kentucky little mini devils that family was blasting out of their farmhouse, but maybe a little bit larger. So again, we just have another story that has different creatures once again. And this time, it's not from America, it's not from England, it's from Japan, you know. And I'm sure there's probably many cases in Japan and China where if you come out and say that you saw a UFO or an alien, they're going to think you're nuts. Your family's going to be ridiculed, or you might not be able to work because there's a lot of social currency there. Your family name is taken into consideration when you get jobs, when you go out in public, when you're amongst business people in public, and you have to maintain face. So there's probably many cases in China and Japan that aren't reported, And so to hear this story come out is nice to hear. You know, of course, there's that story from hundreds of years ago, the Utsuro Buni case, which was a fascinating story where a red-haired, pale-faced alien came out of a craft with many hieroglyphics on it upon the Japanese shoreline and spoke to some of the individuals there. So that's an interesting case, too, if you want to look that up. But again, very cool story out of Japan. Different type of alien. Apparently, these kids didn't get kidnapped, surprisingly, or abducted. So good on them. And what do you think? You think it's an interesting story? You think it's real? You think it's true? Leave your comments in the comment section. Feel free to drop them at Lockdown Universe on Facebook. And be happy to hear from you. So until next time, guys, take care of your mental health, your spiritual health, your emotional health. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, whatever those may be. And as always, keep your eyes on the skies and continue to question the universe around you. It's a big universe out there, and we've got lots of questions. Take care, guys, and Lockdown Universe out.